When it comes to the world of U.S. immigration policy, it's hard to keep track of what exactly is going on. Take this, for instance.
We try to help everyone we can, but oftentimes, you don't have a good client that wants to deceive you, that wants to do this, and then they don't end up paying.
This is Margie Wolf. She runs U.S. Immigration Bonds. It's a company that puts up cash for immigrants that have been detained and told to show up for a court date. She's been working this job for nearly 20 years. She and her staff are all immigrants themselves. You'd think that with the current climate around immigration, her business would be booming, but it's not.
I will be able to say that within 2017 and 18, we definitely have gotten a lot slower.
In fact, she says her job has gotten more difficult. The courts aren't releasing as many undocumented migrants on bond, and when they do, the amounts are a lot higher. And now, in the face of aggressive policies, immigrants with court dates are simply bailing, not showing up for court, and Wolf takes the hit financially.
So economical is... It's also hurting because people, again, are very scared.
And while we know the sentiment around immigration has definitely changed, pinpointing exactly what changed is a lot harder. So I called up Kate Voigt. She's the Associate Director of Government Relations at the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She says that while there has been a constant string of fluctuating policies under President Trump, the big sweeping moves came in a few waves. First, the administration inflated the population of people who are eligible for deportation.
He essentially grew the undocumented population by shrinking the number of people who were protected from deportation.
By restricting programs like deferred action for childhood arrivals and temporary protective status, people who used to be protected are not. Then came the directives to the courts.
DHS directed ICE attorneys to oppose all motions to administratively close a case, even if there are compelling equities, and even requested that cases that were previously administratively closed be reopened and recalendered.
Cases that were once considered low priority and often ignored became fair game for federal prosecutors. But at the end of the day, the White House and the federal government are just following the law. They've said as much. Here's the president being asked about changes made by Attorney General Jeff Sessions on NBC.
He's following laws, very simply, that were given to us and forced upon us by the Democrats.
But there's no law.
They have no choice, right? Well, that brings us to the biggest change in immigration. And that is when it comes to law enforcement and courts, they took away discretion. Let me explain. In the world of law enforcement, all laws are not enforced uniformly. In fact, courts and law enforcement are given a wide latitude in deciding how and why they prosecute most crimes. That right there is called discretion, and we see it every day. It's why police might not give you a speeding ticket if you're rushing to the hospital, or why the Drug Enforcement Administration looks the other way when it comes to states like Colorado or California that legalize marijuana. And it goes both ways. It also allows police to go after big criminals for relatively simple crimes, like nabbing Al Capone for tax evasion. Discretion allows law enforcement and the courts to prioritize things that are immediate danger to the public. It gives them options. But now, the lack of discretion brings up issues with how limited law enforcement resources are allocated.
There's simply too much law to be enforced.
That's Dr. Philip Lyons. He's a former cop and now the dean of the College of Criminal Justice at Sam Houston State University. He says that any time an agency steers hard in one direction, it leaves another part of the security spectrum, often an unforeseeable one, completely exposed.
But I do know that if we're spending all of our time, whatever that means, focusing on illegal border crossings, then that means that there's a lot of time that's not being spent on something else.
Now, law enforcement could hire more agents. They could get more tools, things that the administration has promised that could allow an agency to enforce all the laws all the time. But Dr. Lyons sees a problem with this, too.
Putting aside the specific instance of ICE, it seems to me as though if you have a law enforcement agency that is big enough to enforce every law that is under its jurisdiction, then you have a law enforcement agency that's simply way too big.
Alon Stevens, KUT News.